Oh, I got my hair done today, and my hairdresser, Ashley, said that if you want my hair curled, you could come up there and she could show you how to curl it and you could do it for me.
Why would I do that? Okay, we are now in August of 2025.
And it's hot.
Not really. It's not getting to 100 degrees around here.
Maybe. Close.
On Even My Mom Has Podcast. Hi, I'm former certified arborist Vaughn Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How's it going?
Going good. How's it going with you?
Well, we had some caterpillars in our
fuzzy yellow caterpillars.
They're actually called yellow woolly bears.
That's a good name for them.
They looked kind of adorable. They turned into a
kind
white
of
moth.
Adorable.
They look kind of adorable. We saw a couple of them. Was like, you know what? There seems to be some munching going on some of these
There's
leaves.
There's holes in our plants.
Then Dad sprayed them, and then like a dozen were like, and they just fled. You know, trying to walk across the sidewalk, and yeah, they didn't get very far. So that's
a bunch of dead ones out there now.
Well, they're really bright yellow. They're kind of yellow like a Dodge Viper from 1995.
Oh, really?
But when they're dead, they kind of just turn brown and blend in with the rocks.
Okay.
So
how are we
it kind of works.
Up?
I mean, well, you don't have to. Nobody notices them.
Okay.
Unless they see a fuzzy rock. Right?
But hopefully they'll like disintegrate. Lots of insects do that.
Well,
turn to dust to dust. They're just
all
dust
insects have an exoskeleton, so all their gooey stuff's inside.
Yeah.
So you can preserve them. Like, you know, your mom had a
butterfly.
A bunch of dead butterflies, but they look alive.
Yeah.
Because how are they going to look any different, right?
Yeah. So, or like some people used to have like for, I don't know if it's biology or, you know, when they're studying insects, whatever the study of insects is. What is that?
Probably not biology, but go ahead.
But, you know, you'd have to go catch a bunch of
related
insects and put pins in them and put them on a board and turn them in for an assignment. Mm-hmm. I never did that, but.
What do they do now? Do you order them online?
No.
You can't go out and find most of the stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can. There's still insects. Our yard and it's full of insects.
Well,
the field behind our house.
With that all said, how about we go ahead and get into the news.
Okay. I haven't heard any news today, so.
Okay, well, news of late, anyhow. ESPN's making some moves.
Moves.
I feel like what they're doing is they're trying to buy back the love of sports fans, like by giving you no choice. You cut the cable, you've been gone, hey, we're sorry. Oh, you're watching that now? Well, what if we bought it and then you had to watch it over here?
You have to pay for it.
So some people are kind of upset. They've got two big deals going right now. One of them, it looks like it's a done deal. That's WWE has joined ESPN in the sense that they're PLEs. You know what
What's
a PLE is? Premium Live Event. I hate the term. They used to be called pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And these were the big events like WrestleMania.
Right.
So those PLEs next year, I think next year this is going to start, they're going to be available only on ESPN.
Right.
In the U.S., that is. So what people are going to do is they're going to use what they call a VPN, virtual private network, to trick the internet into thinking they live in the U.K. so that they can watch them on Netflix or somewhere else that doesn't have the ESPN app.
Will that work?
Gonna do that. Probably.
Right.
I never use any of that stuff, but
well,
a lot of people do.
You might go to prison.
A lot of people do this because these digital rights management things are on a per country basis.
Yeah, but that might be changing. They're getting
so
picky about this.
The
stuff.
Argument is, at one point, they had this guy, Vince McMahon, he launched this thing called the WWE Network. And it was like $10. You got to watch all the premium live events, pay-per-views, okay?
$10 is nothing nowadays.
This is the start of trying. It's about 10 years ago when this started, okay? About 10 years, once they launched the app, people weren't buying pay-per-views because it would be better to have the app
right
than to pay, what, $30 to watch WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, costs a lot per event.
And there's one of these PLEs every month, if not maybe twice a month or something at this point.
PLE sounds like some
business
term.
It's stupid. It's dumb. Because how is it a premium live event when what you're also doing is on Netflix?
Really?
Right? But it was about $10, and it seemed like a good deal for the wrestling people. When with him gone, And then you got this spun off in TKO, and they're really trying to wrench out as much money as they can from their viewers, is what they've done. And so if you watch any wrestling now, it's pretty atrocious over there on WWE. That when someone has like
I thought it was atrocious.
when someone has like a big entrance, The announcer will then say, "All right, we want to remind you to drink Prime Energy or something." It's there nothing can happen without some kind of sponsorship. Maybelline is sponsoring the middle of the ring when the women are wrestling on one of their things.
Oh man!
And so like we have to lift somebody. Somebody's got to get body slammed onto that Maybelline logo.
Oh god!
So that we can have the shot of that. Their sponsorship has gotten way out of hand. It's very, very tacky, if it wasn't already.
Is it on their uniforms or their outfits?
It's pretty bad. There was one guy who had sponsorship on his trunks because he was in the UFC.
Uh-huh.
So then he would dress like he was a UFC fighter still when he went back to wrestling. Because he was with wrestling, went to UFC, and went back to wrestling.
What's UFC?
Ultimate Fighting Championship. Oh, okay. That's where they do bleed everything. for real.
Yeah, for real.
But as he did that, I think they're, we could probably start just throwing these logos around. You know, if we could sponsor the apron around the mat, you could, when you walk out there, it's going to have logos next to people's names on the graphics. It's really bad.
Oh, man.
Now, if you have cable, you've got ESPN, you're already paying a lot for cable, you're paying for ESPN. It's a win for you because you get to watch WrestleMania as part of having cable for ESPN. Unfortunately, what year is it?
2025. What year is it?
And even you don't have cable in 2025, right?
I don't.
And in 1925, you also didn't have cable, right?
1925?
You didn't have cable then either.
No, because I wasn't alive, Turkey.
But was there cable?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my point is, if this was 1995, people would be okay with this shift, okay?
Yeah.
You have ESPN, you get to watch WrestleMania, it's included with
2025,
ESPN.
It doesn't cut it.
Now you have to pay about $30 a month to watch your wrestling from just those PLEs. Okay. Then you have to pay for Netflix, which started putting commercials in during the wrestling, even if you pay for no Netflix commercials, because they say, well, it's a different thing. It's a live deal. We started having the commercials, whatever. Then you
I
also,
thought there was no commercials on Netflix.
Then you also have to get Peacock so that you can watch the SmackDown show that's over on Peacock. So you have to pay a lot of money to be a fan of wrestling.
Oh, brother.
It's really outrageous. Now, their other big move, it looks like they're bringing the NFL to... The NFL's... And this has to go through some court stuff or something. This has to get federal approval. The NFL's going to own a piece of Disney, like 10% of Disney.
Oh, great.
For in exchange, they're going to have the NFL Red Zone and some other things move to ESPN. Potentially permanently.
Huh.
With ESPN's talent pool, this could get really annoying. Like, you have to have Stephen A. Smith talk about NFL Reds. Like, he's going to be on every show.
He's not very many of them guys left.
There's just a few guys, and they're going to be everywhere, right? Yeah. Well, people are just really tired.
Who's the guy that got in trouble?
In trouble?
Oh, our guy. What's his name? That got in trouble with women.
Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, Shannon Sharp.
Skip.
Well, the Skip guy got in trouble.
Chewbacca, Waka Flocka, like a five. Right?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he says, UFC, KFC, OKC, Lakers in five. Yeah, so he's in trouble too. He got fired.
We're all in trouble.
He got fired after he retired an online model girl. She's getting like $25 million out of him. He thought, okay, I can pay that because I got this huge contract coming. Nope, no big contract. So there's no telling what's going to happen with him at this point, but he's still quite popular online. He's got the Lakers in five thing he can keep saying, right?
Well, as long as that works. I thought he was entertaining.
Well, he's also actually really good at, there's a few things that people actually excel at when it comes to podcasting, but when it comes to doing an interview, he's one of the better guys. You keep yawning like that.
I don't know what's wrong.
Do you need to go to the hospital right now?
Why am I yawning?
Do you need an air? There is a Celsius in the refrigerator right now.
I might need
now.
One of your energy drinks.
Do you want a Celsius? Do you want a Ghost? Do you want a Red Bull?
No, I'll be okay. I just don't know. I just keep yawning. Great big yawns.
Okay, so the people are upset that they have to also get the ESPN thing to watch the football. If you want to watch football, you have to have Prime, because sometimes they have the Thursday night game on Prime. You got to have ESPN in some capacity or another. You
not at our house.
You got to have an antenna. You got to have Netflix.
The Fries aren't watching it.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Okay. Unless you're going to pay for it. You going to pay for it, Vaughn?
I'm not paying for nothing. Now, if they give me some, I don't think that I could sit through it, honestly. There's too many commercials during football at this point, and they're so patronizing. It's like just a loud, abrasive, I want to avoid this sort of thing happening with all the commercials, trying to get your attention. And it's pretty bad.
Don't pay attention to commercials.
In other more warm-hearted news here, it looks like Ronald McDonald is back.
Seriously?
Back in the New York groove.
Your dad, they wanted your dad to be a Ronald McDonald.
Well, he doesn't have any personality, though.
Your father has a personality.
So Ronald McDonald is back, going to be in his first commercial in 11 years.
That's funny, because people don't like clowns.
They call it McDonald Land, and they're bringing back the... Now, this is an adult Happy Meal. They keep having home runs with these adult Happy Meals. So you get a quarter pounder, a shake, fries, and a tin that has stickers and whatever else in it. And people are like, why give us the tin? We want the cookies.
Yeah.
Why not bring back those little biscuit cookies,
Your
right?
Your Aunt Cindy, when she married Uncle Christopher and they went to Korea, that's what she missed the most was the cookies from McDonald's.
You didn't think anything of them when you had them, but then when they take them away, you miss them.
Yeah,
right?
They need to bring them back.
Like I was drinking that Ghost energy drink, okay? Uh-huh. And you know who makes Ghost?
McDonald's.
Welch's.
Oh.
You cannot get Welch's grape soda in Kansas.
You can't?
That was the drink of the night of the
that
early 90s.
That was your favorite drink. That I remember was, your little kid.
We just got done getting our butts kicked in a soccer game. Let's go have a Welch's, go buy McDonald's, have the Happy Meal, all that stuff, right? Uh-huh. You cannot get Welch's grape soda. The next time we get close to Tulsa, we might be able to find it at a store. But it's pretty weird that you just can't get that. So are you going to try the McDonald's thing? It has a shake. And I think this is going to be on the 12th.
I'm not into their shakes. I'm sorry.
I think this is going to be on the 12th pretty much only.
You'll have to get a good one.
Yeah, you might have a tough time getting your hands on one of these limited event things. So we're going to keep an eye on that.
Oh, by the way, you finally bought ice cream from the ice cream man. So how much was it?
I got ice cream from the ice cream man, and it was, like $6 for Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, man, was it like the you remember?
He was all deformed looking. The taste was there. It had that raspberry frozen
mushy
confectionery. It didn't call it ice
cream.
Were
the eyeballs bubblegum?
The eyeballs were bubblegum, and he had green eyeballs, and I think back in the day they probably had blue eyeballs on him because he didn't have green eyeballs. He didn't really get green eyeballs till 1998.
Eyeballs?
Okay. Eyeballs, right? So it tasted like, you know, kind of what you'd hope
it
would
taste
like.
Did it break you back to your childhood?
We've got it. Is that an adult ice cream man thing? Because it's like, why is the ice cream man coming down the street at 9 o'clock?
I don't know. I think they thought you were hot. They had to come back and check you out at 9 o'clock.
What I'm saying is we're doing the Happy Meal for the adults, right? And then we're doing, is the ice cream man getting mostly the parents are out there?
They need to be alcohol laced for adults.
The kids are not in the street throwing balls around, right?
No.
So that's happening.
Hey.
I watched the revival of King of the Hill.
How is it?
They're calling it a triumph, a cinematic marvel and all this stuff.
Good.
It's all right. I didn't watch a ton of King of the Hill back in the day, but it's one of these shows that once it kind of goes away, you see the clips everywhere, right?
And on YouTube.
For the most part, I think it worked pretty well.
Well, good.
For the most part. If you guys start watching, I think a lot of the funny stuff is early on.
Okay.
But there is humor throughout. So,
I understand he's a big soccer fan now. He doesn't want anybody to know it because it's not cool.
Yeah,
here.
He doesn't want anybody to know he's a soccer. He's like, so this one guy in his neighborhood's like, I don't want my kid playing soccer. He's like, well, you don't know. He might be the next Lionel Messi. That's a word I made up. I don't know what that is, you know, like, or the ball gets kicked towards him and he kicks it back and he's like, did I even do that right? I don't know. You know, like he
gets
didn't
a
want
real
them,
good kick, right? Juggles it.
He didn't want them to know. Yeah. So, because you've been living in Saudi Arabia for like 15 years.
Yeah.
He comes back to the house that he was renting out and, you know, things have changed a little bit.
Not much, probably.
The rest
Texas.
Of the world has changed all the way.
They live
but
in Texas,
the rest of the
right?
characters, yeah. They actually live in a fictional town.
What's it called?
I think they call it Arlen.
Arlen?
It's not Arlington.
Yeah, it was probably like Arlington. Though.
They have things that involve... It's weird because they'll mention like YouTube and some other actual apps and stuff. But then they'll have a fake app for instead of Uber that they took. Or maybe they did take Uber, but they did something else. So they kind of do that different. In last bit of news here... It looks like Fox News' Greg Gutfeld is going to do a collaboration with Jimmy Fallon. So Jimmy Fallon was kind of, occasionally they kind of like, he would do something with Stephen Colbert, but since he's on the way out, and this guy, Greg Gutfeld, actually has the most viewers or the highest ratings, they're going to have to team up. So I don't know if you've seen Greg Gutfeld before.
I was trying to figure who he is. I recognize him now.
So he's like their comedy guy.
Okay.
He hosts Gutfeld. That's his, and it competes
head
to head.
Which is a weird name.
It competes head to head with The Tonight Show and gets better ratings than The Tonight Show, despite being on a cable channel.
What do you have to watch it on?
Fox News.
Okay.
And I think if you have their app.
We don't get Fox News. We don't have cable.
Fox News Nation or Fox Nation. I think then you get it that way. But yeah, or people watch the clips on YouTube also.
Yeah, that's where we watch. Yeah. We watch all the Tonight Show.
So they may be. It's supposed to be tonight. Thursday. So Thursday night show. So they probably filmed it already. Maybe if you watch the Tonight Show tonight, maybe you'll see Greg Gutfeld on there. Or you know, hear about it afterwards if it was on.
If I'm awake, the way I'm yawning, I think I'm going to go to bed early.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Have you ever seen me yawn?
Are you under caffed?
I may not have had enough caffeine today. I don't know what the problem is.
Not enough caffeine. Okay. Yeah. Well, with that in mind, here's some stuff to wake you up. It's a little game we like to call...
What year?
And do you remember the rules? This is the new modified rule set, okay?
Yes, I remember.
All right. So there's going to be five songs from the same year. Okay. You're going to listen to them.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you who they are, the name of it, any of that stuff.
All right.
But you're going to tell me...
What year?
Okay.
These are from. All right?
Yep.
First up, here we go. Does this sound familiar at all?
Yeah, I know. I recognize it.
No, you don't recognize this.
Yeah, I do.
This. No, you certainly
yes,
do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you absolutely do not recognize this. This is not a Prince song, by the way. It sure sounds a lot like a Prince song from the Batman movie. But I think they kind of sampled this. I haven't really heard any confirmed information on that. But anyways, this is our first song, okay? Next up. And both of these first two songs were in the same movie, by the way, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like one of your favorites here. You should recognize this.
I'm really into this.
These were in the same movie in the same scene, like played back to back.
Who knows?
Some nights I feel like I have died.
All right, so you've heard enough of this one?
Yeah.
Okay, next one. You recognize this?
No.
This plays at the grocery store. I have heard this at the grocery store in this year. Do you think this sounds a lot like the last song, like same band, maybe?
Maybe.
You don't recognize this at all, huh?
No.
My immaculate dream made red band skin. I've been waiting for you.
All right, do you recognize the singer?
No.
All right, let's go to the next song. Same band. This song and the previous song are the same band, okay? Have not heard this at the grocery store.
Okay.
You recognize this?
Nope.
Nope. Do you like it?
It's all right.
What band do you think this might be?
I don't know. It sounds like a James Bond movie.
Well, maybe there's a reason for that.
You want to hear my guess?
No, not yet. You got one more song after this.
Okay.
Remember, we count to five.
One, two.
Three, four. This is the fourth one. See, you don't recognize this, huh?
No.
Hold on, let's get to the big hook part here or whatever. All right, see, but you haven't heard it, huh?
I think I've heard it. I like it.
All right, last one. Have you heard this?
No.
Any, this sound familiar at all?
No.
You don't think so? I thought this might be the bigger giveaway of all of them, really. All right, so okay. What year do you think we were looking at on this?
2016.
Uh-huh. Angels by Dink. That's the first one. You're like, oh, I know this.
I didn't know it.
Nothing by Stabbing Westward. And who do you think did the next two songs?
I have no idea.
Come Undone and Ordinary World by Duran Duran.
Okay.
And did they do a James Bond song?
They did.
They did?
Yes.
And the last one, obviously, Rump Shaker by Rex in Effect. Everybody knows that.
Of course your mother would know that. I could dance to it, though. I was dancing.
All these songs?
2016.
1993.
Really?
Yes.
Dang. I was way off.
What year?
Oh, you're not going to finagle that? Well, I was close.
1993, I was busy.
Busy?
Working.
What, trying to get in car wrecks? Or
no,
what?
Trying to work and support my help support my family.
You weren't listening to Rump Shaker or nothing?
No. Okay. That was probably the farthest thing from my mind.
Angels and Nothing played in the club scene in Bad Boys.
Oh, okay.
Where they had
I remember going to Bad Boys, seeing Bad Boys.
When Martin Lawrence was getting strangled in the bathroom and had to fight a guy and he pulled the paper towel dispenser off and hit him. That was playing Angels. And then when, Madam President showed up, you know, the girl who plays Madam President showed up at the club to shoot the guy. Stabbing Westward's Nothing was playing when she showed up there.
Oh,
and now you know about that.
Now I know.
All right. I guess you've got something you have to quiz me about with your brand new iPad.
Yeah,
I got you.
Got a new brand.
I ordered you that iPad with your own money.
Hey, tell them about why we got to get it. We got a new one because the battery
was
going out.
The battery was going out because she liked to leave the other one on, right?
Right.
So called up a local company and let's not mention their name just now, just because we didn't actually get any service from them. Okay.
Okay.
And they didn't pay us for this, you know, in crime spot here or nothing like that with our millions of listeners.
They did do good, of course.
They said, okay, to replace the battery, it's going to be $250.
No, 200, wasn't it?
I thought it was 250.
I don't know, 200, 250.
Or you could buy a new iPad for 300.
Yeah, at Target.
And your old iPad, it can't even get the updates, you know, it can't use the latest apps or whatever, missing the features. So you're like, well, I guess we're just getting a new iPad.
So this is my anniversary present.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I told Dad that could be
And
my
Dad thought that he could get a cover ordered within a day. But and I thought, nope.
Amazon said they would, but
and they're
not
going to, and we're not going to, you're going to have a naked iPad when you're, you know, up
I
in
know.
Arkansas on a little trip here to go see. Why are we going to Arkansas?
For your grandmother's 90th birthday and for a bridal shower. And
there's
going to
be
reunion.
A lot of family there.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast. Okay, let's go. Go, go, go. Here it is. If I was an Olympic athlete, I'd rather come in last than win the silver medal. You win the gold, you feel good. You win the bronze, you think, at least I got something. But you win that silver, that's like, congratulations, you almost won. Of all the losers, you came in first. You're the number one loser. No one lost ahead of you.
I've heard this kind of sentiment before, and I would rather not. Because look, oh, he's an Olympian, right? Like, you hear, well, 5-time Olympian. Like, you hear things, right?
Right.
Gold medalist. That's what they say.
He's
they
don't a silver
say,
winner.
They don't
silver.
Say, oh, man, that guy's a silver medalist. They yeah. they say, oh, he's an Olympian. He's a yeah. gold medalist. They, oh, man, look at that guy over there. He's a 5-time silver medalist. They don't say anything like that, right?
So who do you think it is?
Bill Burr?
Nope. I'm not going to give you any hints. No,
I got to get some hints. Is it a dude?
Yeah, a TV show.
Yeah, he had a TV show? Wow, that could be about anybody, right?
Sitcom.
A sitcom, Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, didn't it sound like Jerry Seinfeld? Who are these people?
Supposedly, he's never actually said that on the show.
Probably not. That's the only quote I know by him.
Is this possibly... I had been watching some Seinfeld lately on Netflix, but is... Do you think that they showed did this in front of one of the episodes?
I don't know.
You know, because they kind of booked it. For most of the seasons, they book into the show with him doing the club stand-up thing, right?
Right, right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a possibility right there.
Can't go wrong with Jerry Seinfeld. Bye-bye now. Did you okay?
Well, I did. You were yawning the whole time.
Why?
You're undercalfed.
Something's wrong.